this is Michael Bozy, and today we're going to talk about refining your value proposition. Now, I've always believed, and especially since I really live this, I mean, you can't really understand how a startup works until you live it. I mean, you can read all the books, you can study all the theories, but you really won't know what it's like until you've been through it firsthand. And don't tell me that your large company is like a startup, because it's not. I mean, I can tell you from being on both sides. I've worked at gigantic companies, and I've worked, where I was one of very few people. And being quote unquote entrepreneurial in a large company does not mean that you're an entrepreneur. Now, startups, and you know that I define that a little more broadly, right? This can be folks who are running small businesses or truly entrepreneurial ventures that have big aspirations, or it can be folks who are, you know, authors, writers, bloggers, folks who are trying to build a business. I mean, I look at those all as sort of, startups. But in general, startups have two distinguishing characteristics. One is absolute risk, right? The business dies if you don't succeed. Everyone goes home, not back to their desks like at a big company. And two, rapid growth. That inflection point is almost required, right? The incremental growth is really, that's for later stage, right? That's sort of, you're kind of done being a startup if you've sort of settled into nice incremental growth. Now, that may not describe your business, and you may think of this differently, but my experience with this was I joined two early stage startups in my career, and it was some of the most rewarding work that I ever did, right? I mean, you can make just amazing amounts of progress. Sometimes it's dizzying on a daily basis. You're just cranking, right? And especially compared to my experience at large companies where things tend to move a little more slowly, to say the least. But, you know, every rush that you have also comes with a crushing low, because that's what it's about. It's up and down every week. And so sometimes it feels like every hour. And it's really not for everyone. I mean, you got to be comfortable with a lot of uncertainty if you're going to start your own thing or you're going to be a part of a startup, right? A lot of disappointment. And the fact that, unlike at a big company, there's nowhere to hide, right? If you fail, it's all on you, right? So the problem with that, of course, is it makes you second guess every decision. You play back your mistakes over and over again. You know, you keep iterating, cycling quickly, and learning at each step until you get it right. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than others. Now, some people thrive in this environment. They love the fast pace, the churn, the impact, right? And certainly that was my experience when I was doing this at the startups I was involved in. But even the people that are built for this still suffer from a set of very common mistakes. And I see the same ones over and over again, not just in the startups that where I was involved directly, but I also mentor some young companies here as well. And I see these same mistakes over and over again. So, you know, this is where I thought I could help when I started my own business, to help these small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, you know, try to avoid some of the common pitfalls, right? I know these because I've made these mistakes, and I thought, hey, look, if I can apply some of the knowledge that I've made, some of the knowledge I've acquired and some of the mistakes that I've made, and that could help you, well, great. So when working with small businesses, I'm going to make a couple of assumptions up front when I'm working with you, or, you know, I'm assuming if you're listening here or if you're reading, I'm assuming these things are important to you too. One, you need an audience. And of course, as I said in the last episode, right, it's worth making the distinction between an audience and customers. I always say this, every business needs customers or clients, but not all businesses need an audience. So you really got to decide, does my business need an audience? And the second assumption is that you're going to connect over some form of content, right? There are many ways to do this when you start. And I would, I would contend that every business needs content. I mean, in the digital world, content is how you make connections with customers and clients, right? But what's your content strategy? In other words, what's your intent? Really important question, right? So to answer that, look at your own business right now. What kind of content are you actually creating for your own business? I'm sure you're creating content, whether it's, you know, your webpage, could be social media, could be your email campaigns. I mean, all that stuff is content. Your pitch, the scripts that you use for your sales reps, all that stuff is content. But what type of content are you creating? Is it simple passive content like your website, the copy on your website, your tagline, your slogan? I mean, you've got to have an online presence, and this stuff is all about branding, right? It's about projecting an image of your business, and it's a place also for potential customers to find out the very basics about you and your mission, right? So you got to have a place there for folks to do that. Or is the content more outbound content, as it's sort of defined now, right? Things like email campaigns, ads or ad copy, your sales pitch, like I mentioned before. I mean, this is about sales and marketing. And that's really in the traditional sense, right? Sales and marketing, plain and simple. It's about creating awareness of your company, which, make no mistake, awareness, it's the first stage, right? People can't do anything with you and your business if they're not aware of it. So it's incredibly important to a young business. So all this stuff has to be, any of this content, right? It has to be very compelling, call to action oriented content. It doesn't matter whether it's meant to be delivered via print, digital, or even in person with that sales pitch, right? And then the third thing is inbound content, right? Are you doing inbound content like blogs, social media, maybe ebooks, white papers, things that you give away in exchange for an email address? I mean, this is a little different flavor, and it's the thing that I tend to focus on if you've been listening along with me here through this podcast, right? It's all about providing value to your customers first before you start talking about yourself. It's about them, not you. And it's about building trust. And therefore, it's got to be done with a genuine intent. If it's not genuine, people are going to see right through it. And so you really have to say, hey, I want to solve a problem. And probably your business is built around that anyway, right? So this is not a big stretch for most folks, but just think of it as like, hey, I got to do this with my content as well. And when you're building trust around this generosity with genuine intent, it's one of the deepest connections you can make with your customers, and it's going to pay off bigger, but only in the long view. Because you got to think about this as it's going to take a lot longer than what you might think. If you set a sales rep off, a sales rep can maybe convert quicker, but of course, it's just a completely different model. If you're using content strategy, content marketing, it's just going to take a little bit longer. Now, here's the thing. If we're talking about these three things, right, sort of talking about simple passive content, the website, right, outbound content, number two, and number three, the inbound content, the first two are about you, and the third, inbound content, is about your customer, right? Really important distinction to make. Now, while those first two are, they're important, I really consider those to be baseline activities. If you don't have those, you got a problem, right? Every business needs branding. Every business needs awareness. I mean, this stuff is table stakes. But the third one, inbound content, content marketing, this is where the magic happens. Because this is about building a relationship between you and your customers, not just you talking about yourself and what you can do. It's about actually doing, not talking, doing. And once you've helped someone without expecting something in return, you've laid the first brick in a foundation of trust. And branding and awareness, those things are absolutely nothing without trust. So I think I'll leave it there. Thank you as always for listening. Hope that you find this to be helpful, and hope that you found the podcast to be helpful. I'd appreciate it if you leave a comment. I really appreciate it if you share, if you think that someone else could benefit from this. Just really appreciate the attention that you've given me. That really means a lot to me. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.